8:30 a.m. KSTP Radio, I'm Kels Hetherington, and this is Meet the People for January the 8th, 2010. This morning, Alaska State Representative Harry Crawford is my guest to discuss his recent introduction of legislation to let Alaskans vote to protect their permanent fund dividend in the state constitution. Representative Crawford is a Democrat and represents District 21 in Anchorage. Well, thank you, Representative Crawford, for calling into the program to discuss what you are proposing with State Senator Hollis French.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, Representative Crawford, in a joint press release with the bill's co-sponsor, State Senator Hollis French, Senator French was quoted as saying, "The permanent fund dividend needs to be guaranteed to the people of Alaska." What makes you and the co-sponsor believe that something is about to change?
Well, we've heard from a number of the people on the other side of the aisle that they intend to revisit the way we tax oil. They intend to probably give back quite a bit of the oil tax that we've been collecting for the last couple of years. And, you know, there are only a couple of wells that you can go to fund state government. One is, I mean, right now the biggest well is, or the deepest well is big oil. And the second biggest one is the permanent fund. You hand back the money for the oil taxes, and the permanent fund comes into view very quickly.
But wouldn't that affect future payouts from the permanent fund principal account rather than the permanent fund itself? What you're really talking about is setting the tax rate for oil companies in Alaska at a set amount. Is that what you're saying?
No. No. What we're talking about is putting the permanent fund dividend formula that we have today into the Constitution. That means that still half of the earnings would be available for the legislature to appropriate for other purposes, but it would enshrine the formula that we have presently. This is separate from oil taxes. I think that we're going to the majority of the House is going to revisit Sarah Palin's ACES tax this year, regardless of what we do on the permanent fund. I just know that the corollary here is if we give money back to the oil companies, then they're going to be coming after the people's PFD next.
No, I understand now, Representative Crawford, you're saying that you want to, as you say, enshrine the way that oil tax revenue is divvied up among the state coffers, right? Do I have it correct?
It's not oil tax revenue. Absolutely not. The permanent fund dividend comes from the earnings of the permanent fund. And that was one quarter of the royalties of the oil over the last 30 some years that we've been putting that in there. And we only spend half of the earnings over a five-year average from that one quarter of the royalties that came in. No, the oil taxes that come in each year, except for that one quarter, goes right directly into the general fund, and we're not affecting that. That's something that the Republican side of the aisle is working on. They deny that. They say that they're planning on doing a big give back, but mm-hmm. I guarantee you that they're not talking about raising oil taxes. But they're talking about doing something. That means they're talking about givebacks.
Who principally on the other side of the aisle, saying, you know, the Republican side, is talking about, who's leading that cause?
There were 15 members that signed a letter that said to Governor Parnell that they were going to revisit the ACES taxes. They wanted to know how the ACES tax plan had been working over the last couple of years. And, you know, I think it's been working quite well, better than I expected when it was enacted. And, you know, ConocoPhillips still, this is the most profitable oil province in their whole portfolio worldwide. They make more of a profit here than they do in any other oil field in the world, is what we've been told.
Now, they would disagree with that. They say the taxes are pretty darn high in Alaska, but the political stability in the United States makes it worthwhile to drill here. With that in mind, would it make sense, Representative Crawford, to consider possibly dropping the tax that is levied on oil companies doing business in Alaska in hopes of encouraging more drilling?
You know, the fact that they're not drilling has nothing to do with how much money they make or lose here. It has to do with how much supply of oil there is worldwide. And they have a surplus of oil worldwide right now. That's the reason why they've cut back on drilling for new oil all across the world, not just here. They just signed a contract, ExxonMobil and BP, where they're going to produce oil in Iraq, and their total profit is going to be $2 a barrel. If oil went to $150 a barrel, they're still going to be only allowed $2 per barrel. They're making $20 or more profit on a barrel of oil in Alaska right now. So they're doing much better here, but they voluntarily bid for that contract in Iraq, and you know it's nowhere near as stable in Iraq as it is here in Alaska.
Now, if you cut taxes on the big oil companies, as I was recommending, would that encourage even more drilling, even more jobs to come to Alaska, assuming the price of oil went up over the next couple of years?
What we did here is we enacted a net profits-based tax, so they get all of their expenses deducted first. And then on new drilling, we give them more of than a 40% tax credit for new drilling. The state is a definite partner in any new drilling. Okay, if you really want more drilling, raise that more than 40% up to 60% or 70% if that's what you want. But don't hand them back all the taxes and just hope that they're going to drill more. There's no correlation between how high or how low the taxes are as to how much drilling they're going to do. We could say all new drilling is going to be paid for by the state, and they still may not drill.
Now, going back to the proposal that you have introduced with State Senator Hollis French, the permanent fund dividend has been paid to citizens every year since 1980. But, of course, the amount of the dividend has varied. Would the legislation you are proposing change how the dividend is calculated? You spoke to that a little while ago in this interview. Or the fact that the amount of the dividend fluctuates. Would you set a dividend amount so it would be the same each year?
No. I mean, that's where you get into trouble. When it doesn't fluctuate with the market, then you get the principal endangered. No, I would let it stay, coupled with the market itself. And, what that means is that the dividend will go up and go down, but the fund itself has grown much larger and much faster than it would have under the Murkowski plan, the so-called POMV, percent of market value plan, where they would pay out 5% of the total market value of the plan each year, and that allows for inflation proofing. Thing is that the fund would have grown much slower at that rate, and we would have paid out a much larger dividend this last year when there was actually close to a deficit in the fund. And I think that's not healthy for the long-term viability of the fund.
Well, that brings me really to my next question, Representative Crawford. And that is, wouldn't it be better to take all the money that is in the permanent fund right now, that's the principal for the dividends that we paid in future years, and pay it out to the Alaska people? That way, the people of Alaska who would qualify for the dividend payments but have the money now, be able to invest it in a variety of ways and have it before federal taxes go up, which everyone expects will happen next year.
I totally, absolutely disagree with you, and as the majority of Alaskans do, that doesn't belong just to the people that are here now. That came from oil that was a one-time resource, that this was the way that people like Jay Hammond said, we can have a renewable resource based on this oil for generations to come. That belongs to not just my kids, but to my grandkids and to their kids. It's for generations and generations to come. You know, the permanent fund dividend now is about one-eighth of the state's economy. And, you know, it pays for people's fuel oil. It pays for braces. It pays for eyeglasses, cars, college educations, all sorts of things. It is a huge part of our economy. And I have to tell you a story. My grandfather, back around the turn of the last century, acquired 40 acres of pasture land in Texas, close to Falfurrias, Texas. They drilled that for oil and gas back in 1927. My family, which is a very large family, each one of us has been getting a royalty check from Exxon Mobil. For many years it was Mobil, now it's Exxon Mobil. For that 40 acres that's been pumping oil and gas, it's a very small royalty check because it's been cut up many, many times over the years as more and more Crawfords were born. But that royalty check that we've been getting, I didn't do anything for it other than I was born. And in Alaska, we did it differently. We own all of that resource in common. That oil that comes out of the ground up in Prudhoe Bay belongs to all Alaskans, not just the people that happen to own the pasture land up on top like my grandfather did in Falfurrias, Texas. It's owned in common, and that's the royalty that we all get, a little bit of the oil wealth for our ownership in Alaska's resources.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, that future generations and people who have yet to come to Alaska would not benefit from a liquidation of the permanent fund principal and a distribution of that amount. They would still get a percentage of earnings in the future because oil companies would continue to pay taxes and some of that tax money would go to the permanent fund principal account and be paid out in the form of dividends. The problem would come in a year where maybe oil companies made no money, so they owed no money to the state of Alaska. Hard to believe that could happen, but I guess that possibly could be a situation that would develop. The thing is, though, that allowing the money to grow tax-free is something that would benefit so many Alaskans and the Alaskan economy as a whole that it would be worth considering. Another question that I have for you is...
It's not tax-free. I mean, taxes are inevitable. It's what we pay for our freedoms. You know, you can't get around having to pay something for, you know, the fire and police protection that we get, the fact that we have armies that protect us around the world. All of those things cost money. Taxes are going to be paid, and we will have to pay taxes whether we were to liquidate the fund today or liquidate it next year or, you know, do what I would like to do, and that's to keep it in perpetuity for new generations of Alaskans yet to come, as well as us. There's $35 billion in the whole fund today. That's the total value of the fund. But we've paid out about $17 billion in dividends over time. we will continue to pay out dividend after dividend. The amount of dividends will one day actually be more than the value of the fund. I think that it just makes good sense. In Norway, they never spent their oil wealth. What they did was they put it into a permanent fund, and now they only spend the earnings. They have a small country there, but they have a permanent fund that's worth $400 billion or more.
Mm.
And that's how they are able to afford a lot of things, free education and free health care in Norway that we don't have.
But Representative Crawford, as long as the government continues to hold on to the bag of money, there's always a threat that members of either political party will decide to raid that account on a rainy day. Do you think that's an issue that it should be of concern? And does the legislation that you are co-sponsoring with Senator Hollis French address that issue?
It absolutely does. And, it takes it out of the, it's a simple majority vote right now to appropriate money out of the earnings reserve account of the permanent fund. And, if we really needed it, people would, they would be clamoring for us to use some of it. But we don't really need it at this point. And I don't think we need to give a large amount of taxes back to the oil companies to get them to do what needs to be done anyway, and that's drill and explore for more oil. And get our gas to market, by the way. I mean, there's no reason to continue to sit on our gas and continue to warehouse that when our whole country needs more energy so that we can be independent of the Middle East.
But the real risk is that legislators will decide one day on a rainy day to go in there and say, we need the money, and they will find a majority of those in the state legislature willing to raid the permanent fund principal account. And that would be a bad thing. And does your legislation do anything to prevent that?
It's a constitutional amendment to do that. That means two-thirds majorities of both houses plus a vote of the people to raid the principal of the permanent fund. Right now you can, the way it's set up and the way it would be set up after our constitutional amendment is that they could take half of the earnings and appropriate that for any other purpose. Right now they're able to take all of it and appropriate it for any purpose that they like. We want to say half of it needs to go to the permanent fund dividend because it's such an integral part of our economy, and it's part of what we as owners in Alaska deserve.
No, I like that part, and I understand it. You're saying that half will be guaranteed for the permanent fund dividend. Well, my question,
right,
though, is about the $35 billion that's already deposited in that account and the principal amount. Will that also be protected, or could that at some point be taken to operate the state of Alaska?
It's already constitutionally protected. The corpus of the permanent fund, the principal, another word for it, is already protected. It can't be appropriated without a constitutional amendment and a vote of the people. That's two-thirds of the majority of both houses signed by the governor and then voted on by the people.
All right.
That's very difficult.
Yeah, I don't think people would agree to that. So you're right. Essentially, it's forbidden and forever impossible. The money's in a lockbox, as Al Gore once said. Now, the bill that you and Senator Hollis French are proposing will require a two-thirds vote of both the State House and the State Senate. What is the chance the bill's garnering that level of support?
It's going to be difficult. I've sponsored an anti-gambling amendment to our Constitution now for several years in a row, and I've never been able to get it all the way through the process yet. It's always difficult to amend the Constitution, but I'm going to continue to try. I think it's something that's very worthwhile, and if you ask, if we could get it through both houses of the legislature, I guarantee you it would pass the vote of the people.
All right, final question here, Representative Crawford. I know you've had a lot of media attention on this issue, so it may have already been asked by other reporters, but I think it's an interesting question, so I'll ask it again. Is this legislation in any way connected to Senator Hollis French's run for governor?
No, we've been doing this for a number of years. We've introduced this before. We kind of let it rest for a while because we were focusing in the direction that it needed to be focused, which was revamping our oil taxes, which were far too low. You know, just about the lowest in the world at the time that we took up oil taxes. So that was the thing that we've been focusing on for the last two or three years. But now that Sarah Palin is gone and there's nobody out there actively speaking for the oil tax plan that we passed, they're talking about repealing or giving back a substantial portion of that. And I know what comes up next, and that's the permanent fund. I found Hollis French really, he believes in the permanent fund dividend, and together we did this. But I think I was the one that really pushed this and talked other people into supporting it.
Well, thanks so much, Representative Crawford. Anything else you want to add?
I am running for Congress against Don Young, and I want people to know that and understand that. And I'm open and available for questions on that at any time.
Well, that sounds good. How is that race going for you?
Well, so far, so good. I've raised a fair amount of money and garnering support across the state, and I believe that Don Young's time has come and gone. He's been there for approximately four decades now, and he's basically an 18-term freshman now because he's been stripped of all of his seniority by his own caucus because of his legal troubles. And, you know, he doesn't have much of a relationship with the Democrats, the majority, anymore because he's treated them so roughly over the years. He's basically sitting in his office twiddling his thumbs by himself.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be willing to come back and talk to me in the future about your race for Congress. That'll be an interesting discussion topic, as well as how this legislation that you are co-sponsoring with State Senator Hollis French progresses.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much. Good luck as the session gets
okay.
underway in Juneau.
Thank you.
That was State Representative Harry Crawford. He is co-sponsoring legislation with State Senator Hollis French to protect forever the permanent fund dividend funds, how it's the tax portion that is allocated to the permanent fund. So it's an interesting discussion. And he is also, as he just mentioned, running for Congress and seeking the Democratic nomination to challenge Don Young in the upcoming House race in Alaska. We'll now go to more music right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. I'm Kels Hetherington. Thanks for listening to Meet the People.